Daniel Jones beat the Patriots starters, then sat out the game. His first live rush environment since the Achilles surgery came in Tuesday's joint practice in Foxborough, and he led the first team offense on a 2-minute touchdown drive against Drake May's starting defense. In July, we said the market was pricing a tendon, not a team. A win total shaped by skepticism about that surgically repaired Achilles rather than by the division's best offense around it. Last Sunday, we called it confirmed because Jones had taken every first-team rep of camp without a managed day, and we left two things on the watch list: how Jones would be handled in the joint practices, starting with New England, and any date attached to DeForest Buckner's return to team drills. Both items got answered this week, and the answers came in the right order. The Colts did not hide Jones on Tuesday. The touchdown drive came trailing by 7. 3 completions to Tyler Warren, including what the team's training camp notebook called a picture-perfect deep ball toward the sideline, and a final throwdown to the New England 5, then a touchdown to Josh Downs. Shane Steichen's review, via the team's website. "I was just really pleased with the whole operation. The communication at the line of scrimmage, going to the right spot with the ball, guys making plays for him." Steichen also said he was satisfied with the line's protection of Jones, the specific thing a live rush was supposed to measure. 2 days later, the Colts held Jones out of the preseason opener entirely, a decision announced ahead of the game per the Associated Press. "That is the full shape of the handling. Real work against real starters in practice. Zero exposure in a game that counts for nothing. It is exactly what a team protecting a healthy asset looks like, as opposed to a team managing a fragile one. The game itself, a 13-13 tie with the Patriots on Thursday night, belongs in the backup ball file and mostly stays there. Only 2 projected starters played, right tackle Jalen Travis and safety AJ Halsey, and only in the first quarter, per the team's recap. Anthony Richardson ran the first half and was efficient in a way he has rarely been. 11 of 14 for 145 yards with a sneak touchdown, 6 carries for 53 yards, and a completion rate the team's website noted was his best in any game, preseason or regular season, as a pro, against an interception and against the standing caveat that this was backups on backups. Riley Leonard's half was rougher, 10 of 21 for 89 yards with an interception on a deep ball thrown on his second attempt. Will Mallory caught 6 of 7 targets for 80 yards. Rookie ends George Gums Jr. and Caden Curry each got a debut sack, and Spencer Schrader tied it with a 61-yard field goal inside the last 2 minutes. The uglier line? 4 Colts turnovers, per the Patriots' own game notes. File it as August noise from the bottom of the roster. Buckner's answer arrived without a press release. No formal activation was announced, but the Patriots' own joint practice takeaways document him taking team reps and one-on-ones against New England's starters, rushing on a stunt against Mike Onwenu, who appeared to struggle with it, and applying the pressure on the final play of practice that forced May into an underthrown ball Cam Bynum intercepted. He went 0-2 in one-on-ones against Elijah Vera Tucker, which is its own honest data point. But the July question was whether the neck would let him do teamwork at all. It did, against a Super Bowl runner-ups line. Elsewhere in that charting, JT Tuimoloau beat rookie tackle Caleb Lomu with an inside spin, Grover Stewart beat center Jared Wilson twice, and Sauce Gardner gave up separation to AJ Brown on slant routes, the one sobering rep in the secondary's file. The injury ledger added 1 cloud and kept 1. Charvarius Ward did not travel to Foxborough with a back issue, and no further reporting on his status surfaced through Saturday. Alec Pierce remains out from his late March ankle surgery, but the news there was affirmative. Chris Ballard told the team's website Pierce did not need a second injection. "There's not a setback. He's in good shape. He's making great progress." And Reggie Wayne, who is rehabbing with him, set the standard via Nathan Brown and Joel A. Erickson at the Indianapolis Star. "I just want him whenever he's 100%. I don't want him 85%. No timetable, by design. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. The one variable the market priced this team on took a live rush from a championship game defense, drove for a touchdown, and was then rested from a position of strength rather than caution. What would change it? The 2 Atlanta joint practices at Grand Park on Wednesday and Thursday, Jones's next live rush environments, and whether the Ward back issue produces a real absence. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.